Blog Talk Radio. We'll be in Amos chapter 4 and 5. We'll be in our psalm for today. It's the 141st Psalm, verses 5 through 10. Our proverb this morning is the 29th proverb, chapter, verse 26, and Revelation chapter 4, which is where our title is coming from today. And it's, you know, it's a psalm, it's a hymn, it's, you know, something that's dear to my heart. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. I grew up every Sunday singing this verse. You know, and so many times we have gotten out of singing verses, singing hymns. You know, we have so much new stuff that, you know, has a nice beat. But there's nothing like, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. It just does something to your spirit. Oh, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. What a mighty God we serve, who is holy, who is mighty, who was and is to come. Thanking God today for this mighty word. Thanking God today for you, Mother Valerie. Father God in heaven, we come before you with humble hearts, God, asking you to increase as we decrease, Lord God. Asking you, Father God, to give us the words to say, a heart of open to receive your Holy Spirit, God. And Father God, we thank you and ask you to forgive us for anything we may have done, seen, and unseen. We repent of any words, any thoughts, anything, God, not like you, before we open this book, before we open this word, God. We ask you to come in, take a seat, and take over, God. For you are our strength. You are our Redeemer. You are our Father, God. And it's in the name of the Master Savior, Christ Jesus, that we come before you with humble hearts of adoration, thanking you for another day of grace, of mercy, of salvation. We ask you to bless each and every listener, those that listen live, those that listen later. Asking you, Lord God, to put a rhema word in their heart, that they will take this word that is spoken this morning to heart, that they will not delay in transforming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mother Valerie, I turn it over to you. Whew. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
Can you say it with me? Whew. It's a word this morning.
Amen. December the 14th, Amos 4 and 1, 5 and 27. Hear this word, you calls of Bashan, who are on the mountains of Samaria, who oppress the poor, crush the needy, who say to your husband, bring wine, let us drink. The Lord God has swore by his holiness, behold, the day shall come upon you when he will take you away with fish hooks, and your posterity with fish hooks. You will go out through broken walls, each one straight ahead of her, and you will be cast into Hermon, says the Lord. Come to Belzer and transgress, and Gilead multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifice every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven. Proclaim and announce the free will offering. For this you love, you children of Israel, says the Lord God. Also, I gave you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, lack of bread in all your places. Yet you've not returned to me, says the Lord. I also withheld rain from you when there was still 3 months to the harvest. I made it rain on one city. I withheld rain from another city. One part was rained upon, and where it did not rain, the part withered. So two or three cities wandered to another city to drink water. But they were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I bless you with blip and mildew when your gardens increase, your vineyards, your fig trees, your olive trees, the locusts devour them. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I sent among you a plague after the manner of Egypt. your young men I killed with a sword, along with your captives, horses. I made the stink of your camps come up into your nostrils. Yet you've not returned to me, says the Lord. I overthrew some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a fire band plucked from the burning. Yet you've not returned to me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. For behold, he who forms mountains, creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is, makes the morning darkness, who tread the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. Chapter 5. Hear this word which I take up against you, a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel has fallen. She will rise no more. She lies forsaken on her land. There is no one to raise her up, for thus says the Lord God. The city that goes out by a thousand shall have 100 left, and that which goes out by 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me. Seek me and live. But do not seek Bethel, nor enter Gilead, nor pass over to Bathsheba, for Gilead shall surely go into captivity. Bethel shall come to nothing. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and live. Lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, with no one to quench it in Bethel. You who turn justice to wood, wormwood, and lay righteousness to rest in the earth. He made Pilistus and Orion. He turns the shadow of death into morning and makes the day dark as night. He calls for the waters of the sea, pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. He rains ruin upon the strong so that fury comes upon the fortress. They hate the one who rebukes in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks uprightly. Therefore, because you tread down the poor and take grain taxes from him, though you have built houses of hewn stone, yet you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink wine from them. For I know your manifold transgression and your mighty sins, afflicting the just and taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate. Therefore, the puny keeps silent at that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. So the Lord God of hosts will be with you, as you have spoken. Hate evil, love good. Establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the regiment of Joseph. Therefore, this Lord of hosts, the Lord says this, there shall be wailing in all the streets, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas. They shall call the former to mourning, and skillful lamentations to wailing. In all vineyards there shall be wailing, for I will pass through you, says the Lord. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord, for what good is the day of the Lord to you? It would be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, and as though he went into the house, leaned his hand on the wall, and a servant bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not very dark with no brightness in it? I despise your feast days, and I do not savor your sacred assemblies. Do you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings? I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fatted peace offerings. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your string instrument. But let justice run down like water, and let righteousness like a mighty thick cloth. Did you offer me sacrifices and offering in the wilderness 40 years? O house of Israel, you also carried Sikoth, your king, and Turim, your idols, the star of your gods, which you made for yourself, Therefore, I will send you into captivity beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the Cherian, whose name is the God of hosts. God don't play. The title is Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Can't play with God. When God time to give you justice, then he will give you punishment. You can't play with God. When God tell you to do something, do it. Life lesson, Amos 4 and 2. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness. The Lord has called Israel to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. But the people chose to spare his holiness and go their own way instead. The only thing left was judgment, and God did judge. When we refuse to obey God, God often gradually turns up the heat to promote us to repent and turn back to him. He does not want to send judgment upon us, but use affliction to get our attention. Isn't that something? God will judge his children when we disobey. When we're not obedient, he judges children. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness. We have to obey because you know what? We are just children. We are the children of the Most High God. Life lesson 5:14. Seek good and not evil that you may live. So the Lord God of the hosts will be with you. We find life when we find the Lord, and we seek good when we seek God. Christ deliver us from our sins so that we can joyfully live free of them. God died, Jesus died on Calvary Cross to deliver us from sin. Seek good. It says seek good and not evil that you may live so that the Lord God of hosts will be with you. He'll be with you. Amos 5:24. Let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. God intends for our personal righteousness to promote us to actions of community justice. John said, if someone says, I love God, hates his brother, he's a liar.
Oh, yeah.
He is nothing but a liar. He's a liar. Let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. God is good, and God will judge
all
his
the
people.
Time.
Obey God. Obey God. That's all we ask his children to do, is to obey. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Bridget.
Amen. Woo! What I said, it was a word this morning. It's a word. God is trying to get our attention. He's trying to get our attention. And I hope I know he's getting mine. And today in our psalm this morning, it is the 141st Psalm, verses 5 through 10. Let the righteous, it shall be a kindness, and let him rebuke me, it shall be an excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it. For still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. The judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff, and they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, as when one plows and breaks up the earth. But my eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own net while I escape safely. The wicked are busy. Just busy. Busy. And we got to pray. We got to pray and pray and pray some more. Because are going down into the pit if we do not pray. Prayer changes all kind of things. I know I'm sitting here before you this morning because of the power of prayer. I know that. I know that I've been prayed for. No coughing hardly this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer changes all kind of things. And it lets us know right here, it says, Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a kindness. When the righteous strike us through a stern rebuke or a painful correction, they do so for our own good. My pastor likes to say she does things in love. Love rebukes. Hate just strikes down and stomps to the ground as far as it can go. But we need love. Love changes all kind of things. When the righteous strike us through a stern rebuke or painful correction, they do so for our own good. Only a fool would call for ice cream when he really needs penicillin. Come on now. That's like when you're sick. You know, I don't need a soda. I need some medication. I need that green tea, that natural stuff, green tea, honey, lemon, the things that help to soothe the throat, to soothe the body, to soothe the mind. I don't need a Coca-Cola. I need the things from the earth that God created, not man created, but God created. Ground tea, fresh lemon, fresh honey, not processed, but raw, nice, good honey coming from local vendors. Those are the things that we need. And I can tell you, I feel much better. Yes, I did have to take, you know, amoxicillin for ear infection, but I am grateful that I'm feeling better. I can hear better. Things are feeling, my throat is clear. No sore throat, no headaches, no anything. Feeling good because I listened to God. They said, go back to the doctor. You got to get more medication. You got to get some medication because it was getting worse and worse. And God is helping us when we seek him. Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a kindness. When you have a mother that said, you need to go to the doctor. You need to take your medicine. You need to rest. You got to listen. Thank you, Mother Valerie. Thank you, my mother, as well. Got to rest. We got to rest. Sometimes you can run yourself into the grave. I'm not trying to run myself into the grave. I got too much stuff to do. But I know that I have to take my time and do it one thing at a time because we get overwhelmed with all the things we got to do. But when you take it one thing at a time and accomplish one thing, then you take the next thing and you accomplish it, and the next thing and you accomplish it. Everything, one thing at a time, and eventually you'll get it all done. And that's what I'm saying. Lord, help me get it all done. But I need to back up, look at the bigger picture, and do it one thing at a time. One thing and one day at a time. That's all we can ask for. And our proverb says this, many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. Woo! There are many who are, they want to follow after, I always say, the du jour, whatever it is of the day, the celebrity of the day, that's who they're after, the politician of the day, the this of the day, the soup of the day, the salad of the day, the du jour. You know, I want to go after. We got to follow God. God is as good today as he was yesterday and as good as he will be tomorrow. We got to follow God. And when we follow God, we know where we're going. Hallelujah. I want to sit at his feet. As the song says, drink from the cup in your hand. Lay back and get you and breathe. It's overwhelming me. Woo! Hallelujah. I want to sit at the feet of Jesus. I want to look at his face. I want to feel the warmth of his presence. That's what I want one day when it's my time. Not before, but when it's my time. God is the one that determines my time, your time, our time. Hallelujah. Thank God that he loves us. Thank God that he cares for us. Thank God that he gives us peace, that he gives us love, that he gives us the joy that can only come from him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy this morning. I'm all filled up, Mother. That word touched my heart. today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 4. We will not have an hour show today because it's just God gave us a word and we're going to do what God says do. So we may be ending a little early. And if there's a friend that you want to call to say they're going to be ending early, you better get on. Do it now. Hallelujah. 213-943-3597 is our number. And you can reach us also on Facebook, Instagram, as well as on Twitter, currently called X. And as we go forth, it says this, after these things, I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me saying, come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately, I was in the spirit. Behold, a throne set in heaven, and one set on the throne. Set one. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. And I went and looked up what a jasper is, a brown stone, and a sardis is like a red stone. So it's like a brownish red color when you put them two together. And it, so this one was a brownish red color. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads, and from the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will, they exist and were created. Whew. What a powerful word. Can you imagine the Father sitting on his throne and worshiping him in spirit and in truth and feeling the warmth and the presence of his holiness? All you can do is say, thank you, God. You are holy. You are righteous. You are my Father. And I love you so much. I get filled up when I think about the goodness of God and all he's done for me. My soul cries, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And as I go back into the word, Dr. Stanley gives us a life example, a glimpse of heavenly praise. Why do believers spend so little time praising God? It's because we have an inadequate understanding of him. We use words like majestic, righteous, and holy, but do we know what they really mean? God is above all earthly things and deserves more than the occasional hallelujah. When the disciple John was exiled to Patmos, He exiled to Patmos. He received a glimpse of heavenly praise within the limits of language and his own experience. He did his best to describe the Holy Spirit's revelation in that divine vision. John saw a throne with the radiance of God's Spirit shining like a precious gem, like precious gems. This is a description of the Lord's purity and his holiness in poetic form. From John's descriptions in Revelation 4, we can see that God is clearly set apart from humanity. He's greater than any created being or thing, but the same magnificent God who is praised by heaven hears your prayers. He is not out of reach. Elders were seated around the throne, representing the redeemed throughout history. There were also four creatures all bowing to the Father and constantly praising him. These creatures, which were created by God to worship him, probably represent his attributes. The lion is most likely majesty. The ox may represent patience and toil. Man probably symbolizes God's intelligence and reason. The eagle, God signify his sovereignty and supremacy. The elders have cast their crowns, their heavenly rewards at God's feet. All of heaven worships the Lord for who he is. The only way to adequately worship him is to praise him for who he is. The kind of praise focuses on him and recognizes that he transcends all earthly things. Spend time studying and meditating on God's word. That way you'll have accurate perceptions of the Lord and be able to worship in a way that brings him honor. God has done so much for you. And I can say God has done so much for me. He created, loved, saved, sealed all of us for eternity. He asked for very little in return, but what he does desire is personal and unashamed praise. Does he receive that kind of worship from you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Filled up, y'all. This word touched my heart. Because when I think as a child how much standing in the house of God meant to me and how much it means to me today to stand in the presence of the Lord wherever I am and to hear his voice saying, well done. That's what I long for. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Revelation 4 and 8, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In a sense, the whole book of Revelation proceeds out of this verse. God judges the earth and every individual in it on the basis of his holiness. And he can tell us what is coming because he inhabits eternity. He created it all. He created me. He created you. He created it all. He created the sun that we see as it rises in the morning, as the earth revolves around it, and as we see it coming up and as we see it going down, as we see the moon come up. And in a good day, you can even see the planet Venus. God has given us everything we need, the air that we breathe. God gave it to us. The song that we sing, God gave it to us. The praise in our hearts, God gave it to us. And all we can say is, thank you, God, for another day, because he gave it to us. In Revelation 4 and 11, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. And by your will, they exist and were created. As a creator, God is worthy of all praise and adoration. He has special concerns for judging those who destroy his creation. But that creation was meant to display his glory. And when we go over to Revelation 11 and 18, to understand what this is. Revelation 11 and 18, and I'm going to go actually up to verse 16. And it says, and the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants for the servants of the prophets and your saints and those who reverence your name, both small and great, for destroying those who destroy the earth. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumbling, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and great hailstorm. Whew, time is coming. And that's the seventh trumpet. And when you go back to verse number 15, it says, the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. That's part of Handel's Messiah as well. And if you have opportunity to go and hear the music of Handel's Messiah, it takes you to a different plane. So I say if you have opportunity this Christmas season to hear it, go. It's so worth it. It's so, so worth it. But anyway, that is all of our words this morning. And I do have a couple of words from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. But I have a prayer this morning from our 365 days of prayer. And today we actually have time for it on this 14th day, which still just totally floors me. We have, 11 more days before Christmas. Wow. And it says, doing my thing. Each one of us has a body with many parts, and these parts all have different uses. In the same way, we are many, but in Christ, we are all one body. Each one is a part of that body, and each part belongs to all the other parts, Romans 12, 4 through 5, NCV. And we all know in Romans, it talks about being one body in Christ. And when we go over to Romans chapter 12, which I am going to go to, this is Bible study, family, so we may go all over depending on God's will. And it's my highlightables actually in my Bible, too. And it says this in Romans 12, verses 4 through 5. Just as each of us has one body, which we already read, but I'm going to go back and it says, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in his proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. And if it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. All one body with different functions. And it says, good Father, I see your goodness in the diversity of your people. Thank you that we were never meant to be cookie cutter people. I was created uniquely and wonderfully. I know that my makeup is not the same as everyone else's around me. What a great reality. You keep things fresh. You create in similarities, but never carbon copies. I am grateful to know that the strengths and gifts you put in me were with a purpose and a plan, and I get to use them for you. When I start to compare my weaknesses with others, strengths remind me that we are all different parts of the same body. A pinky was never meant to have the strength of a leg. I will look to you, God, to find the confidence I need. I lean in to hear your words of life that remind me of my true identity, the person you always created me to be. I will freely operate in the gift I have. How do your gifts strengthen and serve others? And that is a question for today as we go to a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And the word from Sister Carolyn this morning is this. First, yesterday's word is you cannot judge things by your senses. Go by the word of God, not your feelings. Have a word of wisdom, Wednesday. And Lord knows we had a word yesterday. And we go by what, Mother? We go by the word of God. We got to stand on this word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's nothing like God's word. It will take you to higher heights and deeper depths. And then for this morning, those who leave everything in God's hand will eventually see God's hand in everything. Have a thankful Thursday. And that is what I'm going to do. Be thankful, be grateful, and know that we are blessed to be children of the Most High, who is holy, holy, holy. For he is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. So much, that's all we have today. If there is anyone that has a word that would like to speak, now is the time, because we are about to wrap it up. Why? Because I got to go to work and Mother's got to rest. So we are all going to do what we have to do for the glory of God today. Thank you so very, very much for listening in with us. And I pray that you have a blessed and wonderful day. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, his divine name, we look up, give honor, glory, and praise to the Most Holy, to the Most High God, who reigns over the earth and all that is within, and all the universes, and all the galaxies and planets, from the beginning to the end. We lift up his name, who is most holy. Thank you, Father God, for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your kindness. Thank you for your Son, in whose name I pray for this blessed and wonderful day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are a little early today in our lead, but we do what God says do, and when God says it's done, it is done. Mother Valerie, early it may be, but it is a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Have a blessed day, everybody. It's a wrap.